two police forces were operating in London during the time of the Jack the Ripper murders, and even up to the present day, the City Police and the Metropolitan Police. Technically speaking, the City of London is 1 square mile, existing on the site where the Romans founded Londinium. The city has its own mayor, its own laws, and its own police force, the City Police. The rest of London is in the jurisdiction of the Metropolitan Police. Today, these forces work closely together, but in 1888, it was quite a different story. These two police forces were in direct competition with one another. They also refused to cooperate. If a murder took place inside the City of London, the Metropolitan Police wanted nothing to do with it, and vice versa. Today, this is marked as one of the reasons Jack the Ripper was never captured. A total lack of police cooperation meant that neither force would hold all the evidence, and nor would they share what they did have with the other. The one thing both forces agreed on, however, was that prostitution was illegal. But the police knew that, for the majority of Whitechapel women, prostitution was their only means of survival, which meant they weren't inclined to completely prevent women from selling themselves. This led to both the City Police and the Metropolitan Police agreeing two rules with prostitutes in the area. 1, prostitutes could not loiter or stay in a single place for a long time. They had to keep moving. 2, the women were not allowed to approach customers. The customers had to approach them. Providing the women followed these rules, the police would turn a blind eye. For this reason, up to 200 prostitutes a night continually walked in circles around this church, waiting for clients to approach them. In fact, back then St. Botolph was known as the Prostitute's Church, and it so happens that Jack the Ripper's fourth victim was last seen alive circling the building you stand in front of now. Get back onto the main road with the church on your right and continue on. Take the first right at Aldgate Square and walk along the primary school until you get to St. James's Passage. On your right are some interesting pictures and information about the history of the Whitechapel area, which may help you give a visual reference to how this area looked during the time these murders took place. After viewing those, turn left and walk between the buildings until the space opens into Mitre Square.